Text 1. You're going to hear a radio program about famous people who got poor exam results. Match speakers 1 to 4 to statements AE. There is one extra statement that you do not need. You will hear the text only once. Now, you have 20 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
All around the country, thousands of students are waiting nervously for their exam results. GCSEs, A-levels, university exams and so on. But it isn't the end of the world if you flunk your exams. There are lots of successful people who didn't make the grade at school. Call in and tell us of any famous academic failures you know about and say why you think they made a mess of their exams. The number is 11-22-77-88-99. And our first speaker today is...
Hi, my name's Natalie. I've been doing some research on the internet and I found lots of famous people in history who are not exactly academically gifted. For example, Louis Pasteur the scientist, when he was an undergraduate, he did a chemistry degree at university. He was 15th in a class of 22, but he went on to win the Nobel Prize. And Thomas Edison, the inventor, one of his teachers said he was too stupid to learn anything. And Tolstoy, the author of War and Peace, dropped out of college and...
Fascinating. Thanks.
The French novelist, Emile Zola, got a 0 in his literature exam. The list goes on, and I was wondering...
Yes?
I was wondering if gifted people get poor exam results because they're bored by what's in the syllabus.
I think the last caller has got a point, but let's listen to our next caller. Hello, what's your name?
Oliver, hello. I've got a newspaper article here about teachers who wrote bad report cards for students who later became very successful. For example, did you know that one of Albert Einstein's teachers wrote that he would never amount to anything? And one of John Lennon's report cards read... Where is it? Here it is. Oh, hopeless. A clown in class, just wasting other pupils' time. On the road to failure. And as for actor Peter Ustinov, his teacher wrote... Peter tends to set himself very low targets, which he then fails to achieve.
Very good.
I think the problem is that most exams only measure the ability to memorise, and repeat information, and they don't suit people with original ideas.
Hello.
Hi. And you are?
Mandy. Hi. Right. My favourite singer is Joss Stone, and she left school when she was 16 with only 3 GCSEs, but she's not stupid. The thing is, she's a little bit dyslexic, and so am I, and dyslexia makes it difficult for you to see and to remember words, and so naturally it's more difficult for people like us to do well in exams.
Uh-huh.
I've been getting remedial classes and dyslexia therapy, and it's helping a lot, but some of the exams they set are unfair to dyslexics. For example, multiple choice tests are really hard for us. They shouldn't be allowed.
Finally, we've got Julia on the phone.
Hello. I'd just like to point out that the last caller is absolutely right. A lot of people with learning difficulties, including a lot of famous people such as the actor Tom Cruise and the businessman Richard Branson, suffer from dyslexia. But dyslexia is not the only learning disability. There's also ADHD, which is...
ADHD?
Yes, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It's a behavioural problem that makes it hard for people, boys more than girls, to pay attention. Now, there are ways of treating these disorders, but in order to give students more personal attention and so identify the ones with learning difficulties, we need smaller class sizes. It's essential to invest more resources in education. And another thing.
Now, you have 30 seconds to complete the task. Text 2. You will hear someone talking about how to produce a video that goes viral. For questions 5 to 15, complete the sentences with one or two words according to the number of dashes. You will hear the text twice. Now, you have 20 seconds to look through the items. Now, we begin.
Hi, I'm Brad Marquez, and I'm from DTV Media, where we make videos of all types. Have you ever watched viral videos on YouTube or other sites and wondered just how you could upload something that will go viral? Well, here are a few ideas for you to think about and to help you make your first video that is viewed by millions. One of the things that will always attract people to videos is humor. We all want to watch something that will make us laugh. So filming a practical joke or a silly prank on a friend is a good start. Or you could do something really simple, like gluing a coin to the ground and filming people trying to pick it up. A couple of things here to remember, though. Don't attempt anything that could harm other people, and whoever you video, you'll need to get their permission for you to make the video public. You can't just film people and put the results up on the web. Of course, the less language you have in your video, the better. Your potential audience is at its greatest when there is no language barrier to negotiate. A very popular type of video which combines humor with cuteness and that always goes down well is the funny animal or funny baby video. Or even better, funny animal babies. Kittens playing and tumbling all over the place will get an audience, as will puppies. Remember, with human babies, that once they start talking, you're bringing language into it. And while young kids can say the funniest things, they may not always be easy to understand, so people who don't speak your language might switch off. If you're stuck for original ideas, why not improve an idea already out there? Take a video meme, but change it slightly. So you have a cute cat or dog at a piano keyboard playing the piano. You get your cute cat or dog at the keyboard, but you add some words to the video in a funny voice. You need to do this while the original is still trending and has an audience. There's no point in embellishing a video that's on the wane. Do you have a talent that you can show off? I don't mean a wonderful voice or cool dance moves, but something really bizarre. Can you wiggle your ears, for example? Or lick your nose with your tongue? Doing something like that to music could be a winner. Other possibilities might be showing off how fast you could do a physical puzzle, something like a handheld pinball game. Now for a couple of more serious suggestions. One particular theme in videos, and one that often does really well, is the how-to video. That is, the instructional video, showing others how to do something. This could be something as intricate as guitar making, or as simple as making your favorite sandwich, as long as it's good and different. Making interesting shapes from paper is another possibility. If you do a how-to video, there are two golden rules. Keep it simple and keep it clear. Remember that you know what you're doing, but your audience almost certainly doesn't. Finally, if you do have a real talent, use it. For example, if you sing really well, if you play an instrument, if you're a great dancer, use your talent. Get a film of you doing your thing. One of the main attractions after humor is talent, seeing someone do something really well. In fact, the majority of videos that go viral involve music, so that indicates how appealing it is. Of course, if your video is really good and it goes viral, it may also attract the attention of music agents, and you could be on your way to a recording contract. Don't bank on that happening, though. There are two points which you must bear in mind when you're making your videos. First, use the best equipment you can so that it looks professional. There is little point in producing a really funny video or impressive music video if the sound quality is bad. The other point is not to let your own enthusiasm run away with you. Keep the video short and don't overestimate the attention span of your audience. People watching videos on the internet want short bursts of entertainment. For longer stretches, they'll turn to film or TV. Well, I hope that's been useful. Go suck it to them, and good luck.
Now, listen to the text again and check your answers.
Hi, I'm Brad Marquez, and I'm from DTV Media, where we make videos of all types. Have you ever watched viral videos on YouTube or other sites and wondered just how you could upload something that will go viral? Well, here are a few ideas for you to think about and to help you make your first video that is viewed by millions. One of the things that will always attract people to videos is humor. We all want to watch something that will make us laugh. So filming a practical joke or a silly prank on a friend is a good start. Or you could do something really simple, like gluing a coin to the ground and filming people trying to pick it up. A couple of things here to remember, though. Don't attempt anything that could harm other people, and whoever you video, you'll need to get their permission for you to make the video public. You can't just film people and put the results up on the web. Of course, the less language you have in your video, the better. Your potential audience is at its greatest when there's no language barrier to negotiate. A very popular type of video which combines humor with cuteness and that always goes down well is the funny animal or funny baby video. Or even better, funny animal babies. Kittens playing and tumbling all over the place will get an audience, as will puppies. Remember, with human babies, that once they start talking, you're bringing language into it. And while young kids can say the funniest things, they may not always be easy to understand. So people who don't speak your language might switch off. If you're stuck for original ideas, why not improve an idea already out there? Take a video meme, but change it slightly. So you have a cute cat or dog at a piano keyboard playing the piano. You get your cute cat or dog at the keyboard, but you add some words to the video in a funny voice. You need to do this while the original is still trending and has an audience. There's no point in embellishing a video that's on the wane. Do you have a talent that you can show off? I don't mean a wonderful voice or cool dance moves, but something really bizarre. Can you wiggle your ears, for example? Or lick your nose with your tongue? Doing something like that to music could be a winner. Other possibilities might be showing off how fast you can do a physical puzzle, something like a handheld pinball game. Now for a couple of more serious suggestions. One particular theme in videos, and one that often does really well, is the how-to video. That is, the instructional video showing others how to do something. This could be something as intricate as guitar making, or as simple as making your favorite sandwich, as long as it's good and different. Making interesting shapes from paper is another possibility. If you do a how-to video, there are two golden rules. Keep it simple and keep it clear. Remember that you know what you're doing, but your audience almost certainly doesn't. Finally, if you do have a real talent, use it. For example, if you sing really well, if you play an instrument, if you're a great dancer, use your talent. Get a film of you doing your thing. One of the main attractions after humor is talent, seeing someone do something really well. In fact, the majority of videos that go viral involve music, so that indicates how appealing it is. Of course, if your video is really good and it goes viral, it may also attract the attention of music agents, and you could be on your way to a recording contract. Don't bank on that happening, though. There are two points which you must bear in mind when you're making your videos. First, use the best equipment you can so that it looks professional. There is little point in producing a...